VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The future of Brexit is more uncertain now than ever after the British Parliament on Wednesday turned down 16 different options to the government's twice-rejected deal for leaving the European Union. The House of Commons took over Brexit from British Prime Minister Theresa May, who has so far failed to get a deal through. Lawmakers began debate Wednesday with 16 separate plans. Negotiators reduced that number down to 8, which were brought to votes. All were rejected. The Prime Minister is now saying she'll quit if that helps produce a Brexit deal. AP correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
British Prime Minister Theresa May has told a party gathering she would step down once the Parliament votes to deliver an exit from the European Union. The sudden concession was intended to bring enough members of May's Conservative Party on board to make a Brexit deal. She told a meeting of Conservative backbenchers she's aware of a desire for new leadership for the second phase of negotiations. According to a transcript of the meeting, she says she's willing to quit earlier than she had planned to do what's right for the country and for the party. May did not set a specific date for her departure. I'm Warren Levinson.
Boeing says it is close to completing a software upgrade to the anti-stall system on its 737 MAX jets, which is suspected to be responsible for two recent deadly crashes. Boeing executives briefed about 200 pilots and airline executives at its Seattle headquarters Wednesday, saying the new software has been extensively tested. Investigators say they've seen similarities in both disasters, and they suspect the anti-stall system on the MAX 8 repeatedly pushed the nose of the planes downward despite the pilots' efforts to keep control. This is VOA News. President Trump says